This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There's mixed potential for 2024 U.S. red meat exports. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The forecast is mixed for U.S. red meat export potential in 2024. Aaron Bohr, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said the numbers look better for U.S. pork.
On the pork side, it's been really strong growth or even rebound in exports in 2023. It's about an 8% increase, and then expecting and forecasting a further increase in pork exports in 2024, possibly around another 4% gain off of the increase in 2023.
When looking at global pork production, Bohr said U.S. pork is well positioned for further growth.
What's happened is Europe's production has declined by about 2.8 million metric tons, or by about 12% if we look at their 2021 peak production compared to where it's going to end this year. But it lined up exactly with China's decrease in imports of pork. So they will have declined about the same, about 2.8 million tons lower than at their peak. And in 2024, talking to European producers, there was not much optimism for a rebound whatsoever. There is a chance that China's production moderates in 2024. It's hard to get excited about that at this moment.
Unfortunately, the story is not the same for the beef industry.
I see 2024 as the real rationing of demand for U.S. beef, because we know production is going to decline further. And so you're looking at a domestic consumer versus our international consumers, and who's going to bid more. I hear often the perception that, well, we're producing less beef, we don't need to export as much anyway. And that couldn't be farther from the truth.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.